USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues to sideline many American workers, the federal government will release weekly jobless claim numbers later this morning. Last week's figure showing close to 3 million people filed claims in the preceding week. That made the total to over 36 million people since the pandemic began. Economist Mark Zandi tries to put things in perspective, saying he does expect another number in the millions.
When you're in the millions, that's just not a good place to be. We need to get down into the low couple hundred thousand, 300,000, somewhere in there, to start feeling better about how things are going.
Michigan's attorney general telling President Trump in a letter that he must follow his own administration's guidelines and wear a mask when he visits a Ford Motor Company factory near Ann Arbor today. He also says that if he was not to do so, he would be violating Michigan rules. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Michigan's Midland County deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail, and it's emptied the Wixom Lake. Now 10,000 people or more remain out of their homes and businesses, and Governor Whitmer is urging President Trump to declare a federal emergency to help the response to the catastrophic event.
I know that the president is scheduled to come to Michigan. It is my intention that we will be able to give them a full briefing before they come into the state so that they know precisely what we're confronting.
As we mentioned moments ago, President Trump will visit Michigan today to tour a Ford plant that's now making personal protective gear. Former VP Joe Biden is polling higher than the president when it comes to the outbreak. According to the Morning Consult survey, Biden is more trusted than Trump on the issue by 42% to 35%. In the overall preference question, Biden has a 46% to 41% lead. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The issue of whether to allow all Texans to vote by mail during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak could go all the way to the nation's Supreme Court. Yesterday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a temporary stay to a U.S. district judge's ruling the day before. That judge had sided with state Democrats and some voters who have been suing for expanded mail-in voting options. The NFL is developing new helmets that would double as protection from the coronavirus. The NFL player Association medical director announcing he's been working on prototype helmets, saying some of them include a form of surgical or N95 mask material to help limit the virus's spread while players are on the field. Neil Young is still performing during the coronavirus lockdown. Of course, he's doing so virtually. The singer-songwriter has been doing those virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. And in his latest edition, he performed outdoors in what he called his Barnyard Edition, playing for a live audience of chickens, ducks, horses, and an alpaca.
Well, I see you give more than I can take.
You can watch it yourself at neilyoungarchives.com. Look for Movie Night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did she wake you?